Zoomer Radio Boss Skaggs and the Beatles on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Have we got a feel-good story for you? All across Toronto and the GTA, you've probably seen them. Beautiful heart-shaped LED lights shining bright in living room windows and bedroom windows and storefront windows. These heart lights, about the size of a dinner plate, started popping up back in 2020. Originally, it was a neighborhood labor of love to show support for health workers during the pandemic. But these hearts are now everywhere, created by our glowing hearts. Jeff Moss is the founder, and he joins the Morning Zoom. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi there. How you doing?
Great.
Oh, yeah, Jeff. I, like many others, have wondered about these glowing hearts, and I had a feeling that they had something to do with our healthcare workers. Tell us about your motivation and how you ended up developing these beautiful, they're actually pieces of art.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much for saying that. Yeah. The original inspiration and the beginning of them all started at the beginning of the pandemic. Our company is a company that builds LED lighting products for the film and television and live entertainment industries. And as we all know, at the beginning of the pandemic, all of those industries were completely shut down. So we wanted to pivot the company, start a new, line of business for us, keep our people working. And we came up with this idea just from seeing other non-LED hearts in windows, things that people had cut out and put in their windows. People would put signs on their front lawn thanking healthcare workers, thanking frontline workers. And we thought, what a great idea to build a product that is that would be symbolism of that, but it was with neon LED. And so the heart shape was obviously an international symbol of love that is recognized by everybody. And that's how it started.
Except that, did you ever think it would get this big? I know I tried to get one of the hearts, a white one, and you guys were backordered. I have two girlfriends who've got them in their windows, the fuchsia pink one and a green one, and they look so fantastic. And you can see them, way down the street. But did you have any idea that they would become so popular?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it did start out as a small community project. Just me and my immediate neighbors had them in their windows, and we did a small post on social media into one of the neighborhood communities, and we were overwhelmed with the responses. Everybody had seen them kind of in the neighborhood, but once we did that post, it kind of blew up from there, so to speak. And now they're across the country, and we have a whole full-time group of people working on them day in and day out. And we still can't keep up with demand, which is pretty
wow.
Crazy.
We definitely want to share information where people can get on the wait lists for the LED hearts. What I'd like to know, what we would like to know, is about your close friends who work in healthcare. Tell us about these individuals.
Oh yeah, so. I have two good friends of mine. One of them is an anesthesiologist, and he was working at various Toronto hospitals downtown at the beginning of the pandemic and through a large portion of it. And hearing the stories from the front line from him was pardon the pun, but heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And he was part of the inspiration. And I also have another friend of mine. She works in social. She's a social worker at a hospital, and she's there to help people, kind of get back on their feet after, in some cases, experiencing poor long COVID symptoms. And anyways, hearing their stories of working in the hospital system throughout the pandemic, it has been a huge struggle for people working in the hospital system, and they were a part of the inspiration for doing this product as well.
And there's a charity component. Just very quickly, tell us, when I buy a heart from you, a portion of the proceeds go to various organizations.
That's right. Yeah. At the beginning, we started out just wanting to give back to the local community that had supported us, which is the east side of Toronto, so around Leslieville and Riverdale. And we wanted to give back to our local hospital there, Michael Guerin. But as it grew across the city and now across the country, and now beyond the borders too of Canada, we've been trying to give back to even larger organizations. And each color now is representing different organizations that we're donating a portion of the proceeds from each heart towards.
Okay, so for more details, go to ourglowinghearts.ca. Jeff Moss, founder of Moss LED, and Our Glowing Hearts. They're gorgeous. And just like Janie B said, they are absolutely works of art. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.